WWA. How are you today?
Hey, doing great, doing great. Appreciate the response. Name here's Jimmy, N4YR. Kind of new to the area, and just installed a new VHF and UHF antenna here on my Jeep. And I had one on there, but I think hopefully this dual bander might do a little bit better job. But top of the morning to you, sir.
Good. How long you been in the area? Steve on this end.
I've only been here for I haven't been on the radio, but my fiance lives here in Greenville. And I go back and forth to Fancy Gap, Virginia. My home QTH is Fancy Gap, Virginia. And we came down a couple weeks, well, about 3 weeks ago, and brought a 6-meter repeater and put it up on Parrish Mountain, and it is a coordinated repeater. And so we've been kind of back and forth and messing around with amateur radio here and just trying to learn what's going on.
I think you'll find the ham radio community in this area very diverse. For the most part, it's a very, very good group of people. And welcome to the area. I hope you be permanent. There's probably two or three major repeaters in the area. That's Caesar's Head, one we're on right now. There's White Oak, and there's a couple more around that get out fairly well. They do a good job. And I'm sure you already are aware of the ones in Hendersonville and back into Virginia and up that way. I'm curious, where is Fancy Gap, Virginia?
QSL. Yeah, Fancy Gap, Virginia, if you're going north on Interstate 77, Interstate 77 out of, say, Statesville, North Carolina, or coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina, if you come on up 77, and just as you cross the border, you know, you start climbing about 12 miles up the mountain, and when you get to the top, that's Fancy Gap. We got Fancy Gap, Virginia, then we got Hillsville, Virginia, and then we got Galax, Virginia. But Fancy Gap is sitting right on top of the mountain at the 8-mile marker as you go into Virginia. QSL?
Yeah, I know the area well. Let's see. Let me check right back in with you in a minute. The boss is calling, and she likes for me to answer, so I'll be right back to N4VWA.
All right, sir. We'll be standing by N4YR.
YR, N4VWA.
YR. Yeah, I've got... I've been in this business since 1970. I had repeaters up on Mount Mitchell for 26 years. Matter of fact, I had a 6-meter up there, and then I had a UHF 440 up there for around 26 years. And but I've been in amateur radio for, my goodness, I don't want to tell my age, but I've been in it since about 1967.
Good track record. Well, do you climb?
I used to love to climb, but I don't climb anymore. I got some old Vietnam wounds, and my knees just let me just say that the mind is willing, but the body just ain't able. QSL?
I know exactly what you mean. I'll be 68 in October. And sometimes I catch myself starting to do something. No. Wait a minute now, boy. As a matter of fact, this past fall, I sold my... I've had something with two wheels and a motor on it since I was 8 years old, and I just sold my Harley. My wife convinced me that I'm just not quite as fast as I used to be. So it was better part of valor to go ahead and sell that monster, because I like twisting that throttle. So I let it go. So I know what you mean.
Tell you, I'm in the same dilemma. I'm 75, born 1947, November 1947. But yeah, I'm 75. But you know, I'm really, I'm very active. But yeah, I've got a Harley Davidson too here now. I got a Road Glide Screaming Eagle 2019. It's Mako Sharp Blue. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to keep that bike if I have to just sit and look at it. But, yeah, I love motorcycles. I started out riding an old Indian, 1949 model Indian, when I was like 13 years old. So, been there, done that, bought a T-shirt. But, let's see now. I'm going to make sure I get the name right. It was Steve. Is that correct?
Roger, got it dead on. Yep. So, are you planning on moving down this way and making it permanent?
My fiance, we've been dating now for a little over a year, and she and I, we're fixing to get married here in the next few weeks, and but what we're planning on doing is kind of living in both places. I've got FM repeaters up there on Fancy Gap, Virginia. I got four up there. And I brought one down here, and I put it up on Paris Mountain. It's a 6-meter FM repeater. And it's on the air as we speak. It is a coordinated repeater. So 6-meter FM, the frequency is 53.630. And naturally down 1 meg down at 52.630. And it's got a PL tone of 100. So if you got any 6-meter gear, we would we'd like for you to come over and heat that repeater up there, QSL.
That sounds good. Is it on repeater book yet? Is it up on repeater book?
The publication should come out and sign it in Sierra, you know, there on Paris Mountain. I've had it up for about 2 weeks, pretty close to 2 weeks. And I'll be honest with you, I've talked to one person over there on it, but it's coming out in the next publication of Sierra.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, give me just a minute to I'm driving, and let me find a pull over here and get an ink pen. I'd like to write this down. Yeah, that sounds good. I'd love to get up there on it with you.
I encourage everybody in the area to come and use it. I've got it up there. It's got a good footprint. I can work it. I'm over here on Trellis Street in Greenville. And it's got me pinned out over here. But, yeah, when you get pulled over, you let me know, and I'll give you all the statistics on it. I'll tell you something else I'm going to do when I get time. I own another repeater, 6-meter repeater, up in Statesville, North Carolina. Actually, it's on right off of Interstate 40. I'm going to link this repeater to that repeater up there so the guys up there can talk to you guys down here, and I'm going to put a UHF link on it, and I'm hoping to get that done here as soon as I find some time. I've got everything to do it with. I just got to find the time to do it and link up, have the 2 6-meter repeaters linked up, or QSL.
That sounds fantastic. Man, that would give a heck of a footprint. All right, let's see. I've got 53 dot. Go ahead.
The repeater is, the output of the repeater is 53.630, and the input of the repeater is going to be 52.630, and naturally you got to put a 100 hertz PO tone on the input, a PO tone of 100 on the input of the repeater there. QSL?
Yes, I got it, brother. Got it. That's great. And you say it's up on Paris Mountain, so that ought to give you about, oh, what, 50, 75 mile footprint?
No, but I actually, I went to the VA hospital from my fiance's house here in Greenville. That's where I'm at now. I'm sitting in the garage. Matter of fact, I'm on my mobile on the Jeep. And I worked that machine going through Lyman and right on out to Interstate 26, and I worked it all the way up to the top of Saluda Mountain. So it's got a really good footprint.
I'd love that kind of alternative. Yes, sir. Do you mind if I spread the word on this thing?
It would make me proud for you to do that. It would really make me proud for you to do that. I've been trying to get the word out down here, but I don't know anybody down here. I don't know none of the club members. If you want to look my call sign up, it's November 4 Yankee Romeo. And I've been in the repeater business since I came back from Vietnam. So I've been in it since about 1969. And matter of fact, I know I tell my age, but I went down to Atlanta and got my first license in 68. And about 2 months later, I become an extra class. So I was determined to climb the ladder and pass my code. And I came up through the ranks. But anyway, I love amateur radio, and my fiance, she's been encouraging me to, I lost my wife of 33 years. She died with pancreatic cancer. And me and my fiance now, we've been dating. We met through a neutral friend of ours. And I kind of like, I went into a kind of a depression with amateur radio. But since I met my fiance, she's kind of bringing me back out.
There you go. Well, now your first name was Jimmy?
Just remember the race car driver, Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson. Yeah, that's my name, Jimmy Johnson. And the call sign is November 4, Yankee Romeo.
Oh, I got it. That's good. Well, listen, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, or Amateur Radio Club, that's basically the Greenville Club, is meeting tonight. Let me give you an invitation to come.
I would love to be there, but we've got prior obligations. We got my fiance's daughter, she's having a big birthday party tonight. And if it wasn't for that, I promise you, I would be sitting right there with you guys. But maybe I can attend the next one. But yeah, she's got a big old birthday party, and if you would, I would certainly appreciate it if you could spread the word. I talked to some, let's see, I can't remember his name and his call sign, but he said that he was going to publish it on the Blue Ridge Club website, and I think he did.
Okay. Let's see. W4DJW. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I think it was. And I checked in the net one night at 9 o'clock, and I think the net control operator was Philip. Yeah, I think his name was Philip. An amateur radio operator come on and said that I gave all the information out on the net, and I think he said he was going to go ahead and publish it in their website.
Good. And I'll be at the meeting tonight, and I'll be sure to bring it up, so kind of let everybody know. Well, that's good. That's good, Jimmy. And congratulations on your impending nuptials. Hopefully you're going to get you a good one, like the first time around. Where are you right now?
I'm in Greenville, South Carolina, over here off of Highway 14. I'm sitting in my Jeep because I don't have a station set up in the house as of yet. I'm going to try to bring some equipment down so I can build me a little shack upstairs here at the QTH. But right now I'm kind of sitting in my Wrangler Jeep talking on my mobile radio there, QSL.
Now, very, very clean, very clear, full quieting. Now, are you on 14 North or on 14 South of 85?
In South. Yeah, I'm on 14 South, about 2 miles off of Interstate 85 on 14. Let's see, I'm not familiar with this area that good, but let's see. I can give you some reference points. What is that street that everybody don't like that the stoplights are so long? Everybody complains. I do too, man. They got stoplights down here that it takes you 15 minutes for the light to change.
Highway 14 at Woodruff Road.
Exactly where I'm at. That's exactly where I'm at. Matter of fact, I can go out of here and be at McDonald's there in just about a mile, maybe a mile, not even a mile. And that Woodruff Road, oh my goodness, that road is a nightmare.
Kilo Victor 4-inch Ray Whiskey.
How you doing? Go ahead and jump in. The water's fine.
I'm doing good, and I hope I ain't about to get myself looking for the words here. Unexcited, because I am just tickled to death about Jimmy over here, because I think that I know old Jimmy, and I hope this is the Jimmy that I know.
Tell you what, I do too. I've been carrying this name for about 75 years, and like I said, I think I'm like, what is the guy that invented the light bulb? I'm about like that guy invented the light bulb and I invented amateur radio. oh, boy. But, yeah, that station, tell me who you are and how you know me.
Well, I'm going to quiz you right quick just to see. Are you the one that used to do the Elvis impersonator?
That's been a many, many, many years ago. Yes, sir, I'm the same one.
Boy, that just cold chills just went over my back. This is Damon. Used to run into you and your wife at Charlotte Ham Fest and several other Ham Fest. Oh, man, I'm just tickled to death to hear you.
I tell you what, you make my day, too, my friend. You made my day, too. You know, Brenda passed away, Damon, and, you know, we were married for 33 years, and she, I lost her 4 years, a little bit over 4 years ago. I think the last time I seen you, but I'm dating a lady down here now. We're engaged to be married, and she lives down here in Greenville, and so I'm back and forth and back and forth, and like I told Steve there, I just put up a 6-meter FM repeater on Parrish Mountain. It's on the air as we speak.
Hey, Jimmy, I just pulled in my first stop with a little bit of work. I got to jump and run on you, son. I'll get that programmed into my radios, and I will get with you, and I'll mention that at the meeting tonight. So you have a good day. 73. Good to talk to you. Go carry on. KN4VWA. I'm clear.
I did not know that Brenda passed away till I called you. I was trying to find out about her, and I hadn't seen you in a while. And I made a phone call from you and got my heart broken when you told me that she had passed away. And that was the last time I lost contact with you. That we had COVID go on, and there wasn't no Ham Fest, and I just kind of contact with you. But when I heard your name, I said, and got started thinking about your voice, I said, I'm almost dead for certain that's him.
Absolutely. Damon, hold on a minute.
Go ahead there while he's taking that call. Kilo Victor 4-H Ray Whiskey. I hope you're doing well.
Just trying to pop in there and let you guys know that I just pulled up at my first stop, and I got to jump out and run. So tell Jimmy I said I enjoy talking to him, and I'll be definitely programming that 6-meter into my equipment here just as soon as I can get to it. And I hope you guys catch up. So 73 is KN4BWA. I'm clear.
I didn't get to speak at you too, but anyway, have a good one. We'll holler at you later. Kilo Victor 4H Ray Whiskey. Be standing by waiting on Jimmy.
Had a little short phone call there, but me and Damon, we're big buddies. We sure are. He got to meet my wife Brenda many times before she passed away, and that's kind of special. But anyway, Steve, have a good one. Pass the word on the 6 meter repeater and tell everybody they're certainly welcome to use it. And anyway, Damon, we're back to you there, buddy. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I got about a 20-minute trip right now. I'm going to stop at a little restaurant here and eat lunch in about 20 minutes. This trip usually takes me about an hour. I'm already into about 20 minutes of it right now. I pull for a company called Riga. I pull about 3 or 4 loads a day, and that's about it. It's time to go home. Good little job and all that. But, hey, listen, I don't know if you got anything going on this weekend or not, but Charlotte's this weekend. If you ain't got nothing going on.
All right. Yeah, we got Tali, my fiance, she and I, we've been dating for about a year and a half, and we engaged to be married. So her oldest daughter is having a birthday party tonight with the family, so I'm definitely got to be there. But let's get together and have a cup of coffee, and because I'm down here and I'm back up there in Fancy Gap. Me and Tali, we go back and forth and back and forth, and when we get married, we're going to figure out what where our residence is going to be. But, if you got any 6 meter gear, that frequency over there, Paris Mountain is 53.630, and the input is 52.630 with a PO tone of 100. Put that program that in and come over on my 6 meter repeater, and we'll write to you there, QSL.
Tell me something. Your phone number is the last 4 still 2807?
No. I'll give it to you. It's no problem. If you got a pen to write with.
I tell you what, be better. I don't care to get mine over there neither. I'm gonna give you mine. You just text me. I'm driving down the road right now, so it'd be a whole lot easier on me. And be a whole lot less dangerous. I ain't trying to write nothing down, but when you get ready, let me give you my number and you text me your new number if you don't mind.
No, that's sir. Go ahead.
Be 864-208-7091. That number again is 208-7091.
Got it there, buddy. Got it. 864-208-7091. QSL?
Copy.
I've had this repeater tied up, and I certainly appreciate the club letting me get in here and use this. I don't mean to tie it up, but I've been on here, me and Steve, for a while. So let me jump off here, and I'll text you, okay?
That'd be fine. There's another repeater you can put in your radio. It's 145.470. It's on the same mountain. Well, I take that back. No, yeah, it's on the same mountain, Caesar's Head, and it's got a PL tone of 91.5. That's a friend of mine's repeater, Billy, K90H. They do Skywarn over there. You're more than welcome to come over there and talk to.
Well, let me do this. I'll text you my phone number, and we'll correspond. And I've got that 6 meter repeater over there on Paris Mountain, and I'd be proud for you to use it, or anybody in the Greenville area, anywhere to use it. So listen, you be safe out there, and we'll give you a call, or I'll give you a text message, and we'll catch up on old times. So 73s. And let me get out of here. I've had this machine tied up too long. N4YR, clear after your final, sir.
Well, I tell you, I've enjoyed it. I really did. That's, you really made my day hearing you out there. But anyway, I'm going to get on down here to eat and join. Give me something to eat and get this load off. You have a good one, Jimmy. Give me a shout. We'll have to break bread or something. Kilo Victor 4 X-Ray Whiskey. Be clear. Thank you, buddy.